Is it on? It's on. Okay.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi, our one viewer. Welcome to the show.
Unpopular facts. Facts with a K.
Anyway. Right. wait, get this. So we're two 83-year-old people who love BTS. Army's for life. I purple you.
Oh, I don't like BTS. I'm an EXO fan.
I'm a BTS fan.
Just kidding. EXO's dead anyway. moving on. Moving
on. Have you ever listened to Shumin's song?
Who?
Deadass.
Shumin's song. I don't know who that is.
The oldest rapper. The one who has... The one that has a Chinese
bitch. Isn't he in the army?
Shumin.
Isn't he in the army already?
Yeah, but he had like a song before he left.
Except also,
of,
I don't know.
Instead of an how, OT comeback,
I swear, I swear there was somebody older than him because they all been avoiding that army, like the plague.
No, he's the oldest one. Super Junior just finished. those bitches started in
2005.
No, 2008, I think 2009, and they just all finished. I'm excited.
And there's still nobody's.
Super Junior. No. We gotta tone it down. I'm excited for the Super Junior comeback and world tour.
Oh yeah, what are their names?
I know who they are.
Really? What are their names?
Hee-cho.
Uh-huh.
There's one at the top of my...
Bitch, I know more people than you.
I follow one of them on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Fuck, it's on the top of my tongue.
Moving on. So, Twice. Yikes.
I'm still trying to figure out a name. Eunhyuk.
You mean Eunhyuk?
Eunhyuk.
And Donghae.
Donghae.
Shindong.
Shindong, I know them.
Siwon. No, you don't. Ryowook. He's canceled anyway.
Ryonhan, I love him. Oh. He's canceled. I love his voice.
No, she wants canceled.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Rihanna canceled. I thought he loved.
He's very Islamophobic, homophobic, all that stuff.
Remember that time I sent you that clip of like?
Just kidding about that Islamophobic part. But he is homophobic.
all of K-pop right now is like Islamophobic for having their tour during.
Didn't they go to Dubai? Oh, I mean, SM Town went to Dubai last year for their SM Town.
I always stay in SM Town. Anyways,
you hate SM Town.
Anyways. During Weekly Idol, that one group, I think it was Winner or maybe Icon, they were on Weekly Idol and then like one of the hosts was just like, oh, so and so, just like the Somalia Pirates. I was like, oh my god, I've noticed.
yeah, those pirates, yikes.
I'm Irish.
oh, nice accent.
So Twice.
So yes.
Okay. Can we talk about these tours?
I don't appreciate how 2018 was nice. I mean, it was like kind of like dead and whatever.
Actually, no,
I think one person. I think BTS visited.
Apparently, Winter went on tour.
Whatever. Moving on. 2019 hit. Everybody was like, you know what?
January dropped. Everybody was like, hey guys.
37 different groups are coming at the same dates. You got to choose bitches which bitch you're gonna go
BTS,
see.
NCT, Stray Kids,
Blackpink.
No. Like right now, all that all shit. In the same country. BTS, Stray Kids. NCT, and there's like probably one other person that I feel. Whatever, there's one other person.
I feel like
Eric
Dom's coming back soon, too.
But right now, they're all in America. all doing shows.
And
right
they've
now.
Been in America. I think they're stuck here, but like.
Well, Shake has just started their tour like a few days ago. But yeah, I was very hurt because it's Ramadan and they all decided to come.
That's never stopped you.
They stopped a couple people from letting me go.
Really? Because you still went.
No, that was before. It was like 3 days prior. Right. 3 days prior. I know, but I still saw NCT, so I don't even care. BTS, who?
Oh, yeah, name the members.
I can name all 21, bitch.
21.
All 21. I can name
them. Nobody's asking you. Okay. Well, so basically.
Treasure 13?
We have to explain a little bit more about why we're talking into a microphone.
A microphone, don't lie.
A phone. Oh, it's a mic. Basically,
it's gonna sound like trash.
I'm gonna be so mad if it's our first episode, so we're like still trying to figure out how to work everything.
Right now, we like rent out a studio.
Yeah,
like a live studio audience, so we're like a bit of rookies.
So. Yeah, yep. So, guys, please go easy on us. so basically, unpopular facts. Yeah, we're just gonna be talking about like what no bitch wants to talk about.
There's these people who also have a K-pop podcast. I don't know if they're popular or not. I listen to them. Not really, actually. But, like...
No, not as popular as us.
But, like, there is this episode where they were talking about it's these, so, like, they talk about, like, their comebacks, and, like, they listen to it, and they say, like, oh, is it, like, a flop or a bop, whatever. But then, they're talking about, like, ITZY's comeback, and the two girls were, like...
Bitch, they have a comeback already?
Oh, sorry, ITZY's debut.
Oh.
And they're, like, I think they're having a comeback this summer. Anyways, we should talk about ITZY, ooh.
Okay, moving on from, we'll come back to that.
Anyway, so they're talking about it, and the two girls were, like, it was almost like they heard, like, Beyonce for the first time. That was the way they were reacting to ITZY. And I was like, y'all are some fucking liars. And then she was just like, she was like, the first time I heard BTS, it was the exact same feeling. And I'm like, what?
She joined in the DNA era. She joined in the DNA
idol era.
What?
Literally, not even the boy with love era. Even though I came after. No, but literally, and I was just like, okay, I guess your opinion, I guess. And the guy, there's this guy on it, and he did not like it one
bit. ITZY?
Yeah.
I hated their debut song.
Wait.
I used to actually hate it.
Let's get to
the... Well, ITZY, I used to hate...
It's different.
Dala Dala. But, like, low-key...
No, I know!
It's the only good song in the entire universe now.
I think everybody hates it.
Twice who? Anyways.
Girls' Generation who?
Bitch, don't even try.
But, like, I think everybody hated it at the beginning. And then after a bit of time, they're like, you know what? It's fine.
I hate it. But then now I'm like, Dala Dala.
Dala
Ew. That's getting
Dala,
cut.
Dala. No, okay, but then, like, he was just like, yeah, the outfits are, like, nice. Like, yeah. They were, like, they seem like such charismatic girls, you know? Like, really cool. But then I say one shit about the music. But he really, like, really, like, stated that, yeah, I don't like it. And I was like, I'm here for it. But why are you beating around the bush? Just say, yeah, guys, the song's trash and call it a day. He was really trying to reach for stuff that he liked about it. And I'm just like, ugh. And that was it. That happened for, like, 30 minutes. It was like, guys, what?
Yikes, cut that short.
Literally.
Yeah. But, wait, that's the only people you wanted to put on blast?
Yeah, because it bothered me. Because, like, I listened to 4 episodes so far, and they're all just like, yeah, nice. Yeah, wow, cool, I love it. Like, bitch, just say if you hate it or not. It's just like, who are you? Like, we've only been recording for 3 minutes. How's that?
The other one was...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like, this. Just, yeah, whatever. I just didn't like that. Right. It was just so fake.
Well, we're not fake.
we're those bitches
that are gonna be honest. We don't beat around the bushes.
It was trash. But
low-key,
after a good month, honestly, not even like 3-ish weeks, it was kind of a bop.
Did they win the rookie
won,
award?
Like, a bunch of, not the rookie award. Has even
Who won
yet?
The rookie award? No, for 2018.
IZONE.
Awkward.
It was so controversial because they debuted it like 2 days or like a couple of days before it was like the cutoff to become a rookie.
Yeah.
And like I think they debuted what, like September or something, and their award show is in December.
They're Lavi and Rose, right?
Lavi and Rose are such a bop. So.
But then they came back with this Violetta shit.
I don't like Violetta.
No,
I don't like Violetta.
Sorry, I don't care what anyone says.
I really tried it with Violetta because but the choreography goes hard. I really like.
No, I don't care about the choreography. The song's still trash. So.
Lavi and Rose was really that bitch. Like, even though, like, honestly, Rookie of the Year, they deserved it. I have a soft spot for them because honestly, Produce 48's song was like the best out of all of them. I really like Let Go Yet. Like, I love that song so much.
Yeah, I know. The only song that I liked from them was Rumor.
I don't like Rumor that much.
It was so good. I don't know why. It was definitely a cart song. You can definitely tell. But like, that's the only song that I don't watch any of the Produce things.
Mm-mm. It was a cart song?
It sounds like it was a card song.
Just because they have a song called Rumor.
They have a song called Rumor too, but like Loki, the beat and everything. Like, let's be honest here. Don't lie to yourself.
No, yeah, but I didn't like. I don't know, like.
But like, how are you gonna go from like Lovey and Rose to like Violetta? Like, what the fuck?
Like, no. I
almost canceled them. Wacky Mickey that never puts out flops though.
No, honestly, like all jokes aside. Wakey Mickey are those bitches. Like, first of all, okay.
Their debut, I don't like your girlfriend. Like,
she did
oh
that.
My god. When would your faves like ever say that? When would your faves ever say that?
We beat around the bush about you having a girlfriend, but the bitch is out here just that I don't like that bitch. And
yeah.
She did that. And also, in like their second album, like the La La La, their oh my intro god. Song, Lucky, this shit goes hard. Like, hard. Like, Wakey Mickey is our, like, because who?
They be. Wait, what?
I
They be putting out title track albums. Like, they're all...
Like, Picky Picky? Oh my god, when that teaser came bitch. Out, like it, don't love it. I was so here for it. Wakey, Makey. I was like, go off, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Like,
what are the names?
We've had this conversation before.
Really?
Whatever.
Interesting.
Okay, you say one name, I'll say another one.
Mickey, Mickey?
You say one name, I'll say another
bitch,
one.
Bitch, no, I don't know any of their names.
There's one that I know, it starts with an L.
Oh, I think you told me this.
Yeah, I know, there's one.
Lena or something like that?
Yeah. If you
Ellie?
Show me her picture, no. If you show me her picture, I wouldn't even know who she was.
Kyung, no, she's from Princeton, right?
You said that last time!
Princeton. Oh. Y'all, this ain't right. Bitch, they really, first of all, can we talk about, Pledis really got, all their girl groups fucked up, but especially Princeton.
You know what's funny is that Princeton was, like, destined to be, like, that bitch. Like, they won, like...
They were... because they were one of the groups that was part of IOI. A lot of... three other members or two other members were in IOI.
But Wakey Makey is, too.
Exactly. And how's Wakey Makey doing? Bops after bops.
Yeah, but they had a first whip.
But Princeton... That ain't right.
They weren't able to celebrate
Pledis got them fucked up. No, it's because Pledis isn't supporting them.
Did you see... This is... I don't want to... It's kind of sad. Did you see that one member that like everybody calls fat?
Yeah, Kyla.
Kyla, do you see how she was working at like the state fair in like California? Like she was working the machine.
I think I remember people were talking about putting over. Yeah, like also it's been shady. People are saying that they're gonna disband. There's this one of the members opened up her own Instagram, and like basically is like not even mentioning Princeton or anything. But it's just fucked up. Those are just the batteries.
But I don't see how many yours takes.
Two.
But mine's four.
Yes.
But Kyla,
but like she's like 110 pounds and they're like she's the most obese person we've ever seen. And Kyla's I'm like, bitch,
like,
what?
Kyla's like 40 pounds.
Yeah. She's like they're all like this bitch needs to starve herself.
Two settings?
And I'm like, where? Like you're really getting distracted here. Also, why'd she have shut off? Okay, no, good. I almost cried. I thought it shut off.
Love it. Don't
but
love
no,
it.
Yeah, Princeton, like, they really got played. Like, I can't
they
believe
they were able to even celebrate their 200th day. No, their 2-year anniversary.
Sounds like FX, but we'll get into that later. yes, we have to.
FX stand in this
we're
room.
We're getting into twice. We can get into FX. Right. But yeah, we'll be talking about Princeton later on. No, you won't.
We honestly said everything.
No. Onto the real juicy news.
But that one bitch is doing great in China, so honestly she's gonna be Gucci after this.
In Princeton?
Yeah, Kyulkin.
Kyulkin? Pinky?
Yeah.
She doesn't go by that anymore.
She's doing great in China.
Yeah, sure.
Have you watched Idol Producer?
No.
It's so funny. It's way funnier than Produce 101. But I feel bad for them.
No.
Oh. Love it. Don't love it. Nah. Wiki. Treasure 13?
So, y'all, we have a juicy story for you today.
Because y'all know none of y'all bitches have heard of this
We know all of y'all bitches only listen to BTS, so.
So, for you guys who don't know, they're... groups can exist with more than 7 members, and this group has 14. They have 14. They don't have 13.
Because they really tried to top 17.
They really tried. Oh, my
well, God. I guess NCT.
No, not really. Because they're trying to have more members. It's just 14.
The thing is, though,
I was when I was making that joke of like trying to top 13. I mean 17. I was making those jokes, but when I googled them and looked at them, I was like, these bitches really tried. It was 17. The outfits, the everything, like the choreography. They had to change their choreography for one of their songs because it was too much like 17.
Right. Well, the plagiarism thing is for a different episode. Oh, yeah. We're talking about like the real juicy story today, y'all.
I'm more invested with that.
Right. Y'all, we have, oh my god, this is what all this podcast is about, us like letting you guys know about like the juicy details of K-pop that nobody ever mentions or it seems to be forgotten.
First of all, don't even try to stand them because they disbanded.
They already disbanded. So also, let's tell you a little bit of
it's pretty trash.
Right, I love them. Anyway, so basically the story goes that they have 14 members. They debuted in 2017.
Yeah.
2017. They've low-key been laying low, I guess, for the past like 37 years, and it was recently revealed, like 1 or 2 weeks ago, or like 2 weeks ago, that the group has disbanded. Allegations came out that one of the members was having a sexual relation with one of the older people in the company.
But, like, honestly, if we think about it, he was just
okay, but his
future. Why? Who are we to say?
He was trying to secure the bag.
He was just securing the bag. Like, he probably got the most lines out of all the groups. He was just securing his future.
Okay, so this is where the story goes. The story isn't even the story goes deeper than that.
He's underage.
That's what I'm saying. The story goes deeper than that. So they won't release the identity of the
because
person.
He's
fucking
underage.
So no, stop.
If he was a whole ass adult, they would have put him on blast. But he's underage, and they'd like cover his identity.
They always be hiding identities of everybody. Loki, all for like the other scandal we'll be talking about later today. Those names were covered up first.
Okay.
They were all covered up first, and then they started exposing them. But for this dude, technically they're saying that he was in his late 20s, and that the woman was in her late 30s.
Late ones.
So basically, they were having an on and off sexual relationship, and they were found out by the company, and they told them that they were in love.
Also, he was with Japanese fans, wasn't he?
Yes, they told the company that they were in love after they got like exposed, and the company was like, yeah, yeet. So they terminated all all of their contracts because the parents of the other members were like, yeah, that shit won't fly by.
But also but like his parents also found out, and that's why they originally terminated
contracts. Well, his parents weren't okay with it. Yeah. All the parents came together of the members, and they were like, yeah, let's
all
no,
28
no.
of them came and together.
And the official company statement was that all the members had decided to like pursue different careers. Nothing happened. Don't worry. And then they came to light, and they were like, "Yeah, he's in his late 20s. She's in her late 30s." When they were doing promotions in Japan, which they were doing a lot of promotions in Japan, I guess
they're more positive.
The same member slept with a Japanese fan, just to add fire to the fuel.
Carry the bag.
He's 15.
He's 4. No, you can't make those jokes.
Yeah, you can.
No.
We just so we don't know. So we don't know his age, but they're saying that it was in the late 20s, and the woman was in her late 30s that worked in the company.
You did that. I stole the book from the high school.
So no. Oh, I bought that.
from the high school.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, that was a very interesting story, because I just found it very interesting how we're just what are you doing? We don't know how often we don't know how often this happens in the K-pop industry, but like low-key, all your faves could be sleeping with 30-year-olds. All those Twice members, I definitely believe that. Who'd I get?
Yikes.
Shimin.
Why is this photo card? Well, did you buy this?
Oh, with a deal
for 80 cents? It's so low quality.
Yes. Oh, it's tiny. I forgot.
Cute.
Sorry. She tried to steal one of my albums that was on my rack. But yeah. So.
He looks cute here. Why did I do
my? Right. Anyways, moving on to our next topic. What is that? Unnamed second host.
LaBoom.
Y'all, we got another juicy story for you. This one, the event didn't actually happen recently. It actually happened years ago.
Wait, what was it?
So basically, no, sit down. Come on, sit down. So the cast is staring at us like, what the fuck? No, stop. He ripped that. Careful.
You are not an EXO fan.
When I went to like that one dance festival, remember, that was held at the university? That's not. When it was held at the university, I bought those. It was kind of low-key back when I was still. That's the BTS one. Don't open it because it's such a hassle to put back in.
What did you get for her?
I forgot. Probably like Hoseok or something.
Is this your Bible?
Yeah.
Fellow.
It's my Bible at least. No, come on. We're gonna talk about LaBoom.
You are not a 17.
Anyways.
Oh my god.
I got that when they first debuted. When I was still loving them. Leave it alone. No. Some ugly. I think it was Dino or something like that. Oh, it was Dino. Yeah. Some trash. I think it was Dino or something.
Wait, let me see.
No, it was when that. No, sit down. Sit down. Pardon our languages. This is this bitch doesn't know when to fucking settle down.
Okay, fucking LaBoom.
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 Yeah, come on, talk about it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Talk about this. Name all members first.
Sorry, the biggest LaBoom stamp. I'm a bomb bomb. Yeah, I would be surprised if that's what their fans are called.
So, it was recently revealed that This week, this this past week was, like, very, very successful with, like, all these rumors and stuff like that, and all these, like, gossip and stuff. So, one of the members revealed that, I don't think she's with the group, I think she left, but, she was like, yeah, it was low-key.
I don't care if she wasn't in the group.
I think she left, like, years ago, but, like, look, they were like, yeah, it's low-key so funny, I was able to hide a pregnancy from all my members and all my company, and haha, it's, like, so funny, and I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
And everybody was like, wait, what?
What? We thought you had cancer, you said that. Like, it was so funny. How she just revealed this. She was, like, she said she was 16 or 17. Something like that.
But the question of century is how she got pregnant.
Right? Bitch, what do you mean how she got pregnant?
No, but, like, how did she get pregnant? 16, 17. Who was it? XO? All nine.
Wait, what? But, yeah. So, that was the controversy with LaBoom. We're going to get terminated.
I wonder who's the father.
I wonder who's the father. Yeah. So, for LaBoom, yeah. It was so... It's Chen-Li. So, yeah. That's all we have for LaBoom.
Okay.
And for our next topic...
NCT fan drama in the USA?
You can take that.
Yeah, okay. All y'all...
NCT who?
Okay. Oh, no, and then we can lead into the wavy talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, there are these fucking bitch-ass bitches and that live in America who are probably directioners, because that's, like, my only...
What?
Like, who are probably directioners, facts. This is unpopular facts. All those bitches who bothered NCT, they're probably directioners. Anyways, so NCT was having the time of their life for, like, 8 hours, like while they're in America, and then incident after incident happened. First of all, this actually isn't a fan-related thing, but did you know that their hotel was broken into in New York?
NCT?
Yeah, like, they were robbed, like, hella robbed.
Oh my god, you're going to demolish their eardrums.
They were robbed! No, they were robbed, like, hella robbed. But, like, it wasn't, like, a fan thing.
What did they take? I mean, that's so sad.
You know, okay, but, like, it wasn't a fan thing. They were just, in general, robbed, so...
Oh, it wasn't a fan?
It wasn't a fan. They were just, in generally, robbed. Like, they were, like, the door was open, and they were just robbed. Like, they came back, and they were like, oh my god, nothing like this has ever happened to us before.
Dead.
But then, like, in their tour bus in Chicago... No, it was, like, some irrelevant state.
I was like, Chicago? What did,
like,
they think?
It was like, in an irrelevant city.
Ohio?
Like, no. Well, they're not on tour in Ohio. No, I think it was, like, Houston, maybe? I think it was Houston. Anyways, they're these, like, fucking, like, big-ass bitches. I can't. There's these bitches who, like, snuck into their tour bus, like, they snuck into their tour bus, made their beds, and left notes on their beds. Yeah.
I would kill myself.
I don't know if they, like, took anything, actually, but I know that they, like, left stuff on their bed.
Did they leave, like, muffins or something, or, like...
No, like letters. Like, hi, we love you. Bed. Yeah. No, we, like, they left letters.
Wow, they're so thoughtful of them.
There really is. Like, they probably came back on that bus like, this is so nice. And then, like...
In actuality.
And, like, the bitch tried to lie and be like, oh my god, like, the
they caught her?
Yeah, because, no, the bitch videotaped herself.
She's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, she was like, oh my god, kids were on the tour bus. Oh my god. Ah, gang, gang. And then, like, she tried to say, like, oh my god, like, no, like, the bus driver let us in. Like, but then, like, there's other bitches. Oh, these are actually nice people. There are other people who are, like, walking past, like, the bus, and they were like...
Witnesses?
Yeah, witnesses. And they're like, no, we, like, all the lights were
off. What are you talking about? You broke the windows.
Yeah. You, like, literally shot at the car. Anyways.
What was on in Houston?
Goes on in Houston. Anyways, they're like bystanders, and they're like, no, we literally saw you go in. Like, the bus driver was, like, not in there. Like, the lights were off and everything. We saw you go in and everything. And I think SM was, like, aware of it, and I think she, like, was, I think her ticket was confiscated.
Didn't wait until after? Oh, yikes.
I would have been, like, pissed off, but can I get, like, my $200 back or something? And then you guys can take me to jail?
Right.
Anyway.
Yikes. That's so unfortunate, but low-key, I wish I would have seen that.
She's like, me being a bite. Yo, I'm the worst person. If I would have saw somebody going into the bus, I would think, oh, we're all allowed to go into the bus. Like, hi! Hello!
Surprise meet and greet?
Surprise meet and greet. They're all like... Anyway.
With the groupies.
Anyway.
That's not a surprise.
Anyways, this phone case is not good for your phone. It looks ugly.
Can we start talking about, like, the real drama here?
I gotta go. Anyways.
I don't care. You're not leaving.
So, Wavy. Yikes, Brandon Wavy. Has this. Brandon,
okay. I think. just cracked. So, basically, this the whole Wavy thing kind of relates to, like, any group that has, like, Chinese. Any group that has Chinese members, I think. I don't remember. But yesterday we were talking about how. I don't know how we got into it. What were we talking about before?
Because you were just like Wavy.
No, but that's not. I didn't just go into that. I forgot what we were talking just about.
Talking. I'll look through it. Because we were like, save for the podcast.
Yeah, I know. But we.
You're in blood, their eardrums out.
We were talking about how.
Okay.
Like the whole like China Korea band. Oh, we were talking about SM Town. We were talking about SM Town in Japan. And we were like, oh my gosh, they didn't even bring, they showed the whole NCT, but there's still no Wavy. And I was like, well, yeah, that's because of the whole China-Korea ban, which kind of was like dumb because I was like, yeah, it is in Japan. But the whole point was like the whole China-Korea ban is like any group with Chinese members on it, Lay still fucked up because he's still in China.
But Lay's doing big.
Yes, but he's still in China. He's not allowed to promote with the Korean group. Because of the whole, like, yeah, you can't do this, you can't do that, because China... Basically, it was, like, some sort of thing, like, Korea like, bombed, like, released, like, a missile or something. Cool. and China was like, oh, yeah, we're going to hit you. You can't do anything, like, in China without our approval. So all these dramas were all canceled. All these artists that were working in Korea were like, yeah, we got to run out of here before they, like, behead us or something. And so... That explains, like, that's, like, Victoria from FX. Basically, every Chinese member that was left in EXO, which was only one of them, because, like, the other three of them, like, yeeted out of there. And, basically all of NCT China, which is why, I was like, well, that's, yeah, like, technically they're not, like, no, NCT. The
thing is, so, like, until, like, this whole thing gets, like, figured out, they are a part of NCT.
They are a part of NCT.
Because of this band, in order for them to...
I literally told you that. Shut up! Okay, I was telling her, like, they can't promote as NCT because that's a Korean group, and they're going to be like, yeet, you're not going to be able to do that.
Are you ready to look dumb?
I was like, legally, they're... Okay, give me your receipts.
Okay, so I was like, oh, so, like, we still don't have Wavy because we were talking about the SM Town, whatever. And I was like, because of the China-Korea man bullshit, that's a... whatever. So I was like, that's not even because Kun... it's in Tokyo, whatever. I was like, oh, but they performed OT18 before, so, what's the difference between adding more couples?
Because none of them are Chinese.
What do you mean none of them are Chinese?
OT18.
Kun and Winwin. Chanel. Renjun. Mm. What?
I thought that was excluding Wavy.
But still, they're Chinese people in there. And Wavy debut was on SM Channel, so... But I was like,
it was on SM Town. It was on the SM Town channel, but it's under label V or whatever. Like, it's they're trying everything to, like, go over the hurdle so they can promote in China. So, yes, it's NCT V or whatever.
But Lucas said in regular...
Fuck Lucas, NCT. This bitch doesn't know what's going on. He's always high.
But he was, like, M to the CT, whatever.
Yes, I know.
He did that. And you want all the Chinese fans have their NCT license.
Everybody knows.
All those Chinese fans
knows that they're all part of NCT, that they're a subunit of NCT. But, like, that legally, like, they can get around that hurdle of not being able to promote in China by just calling it Wavy and just putting them under their own label. That's all they have to do. But, like, yes, they're all part of NCT.
Wavy. That's what they do. I just figured that out.
Right. Anyways. So, that's our little drama with the whole... NCT isn't part of, like... Oh, no. Wavy isn't part of NCT or whatever. But we all know they are. Open this up. Okay. Don't try to steal my stickers.
Sorry.
God, you're adding worse things to your stereotypes about your people. Anyway, our next topic is a juicy one. What is our juiciest topic next? Wait, what?
If we're talking about SM Town, should we talk about the FX thing?
So yes, I was low-key really excited.
You're the only fan that was excited.
Shut up! I was really excited because there was this Inside Korea released an article saying like, oh wow, we just received word FX is gonna be promote after like since ever they released Four Walls back in 2015 October 27th. It was on my birthday October 27th 2015. They released Four Walls, their fourth album. What?
You just released your birthday.
Later. October 27th. It was on my birthday because we don't have 7 billion people in the world. Whatever. It was only me born in that day. and they released that, so I felt like really special. I was like, oh my god, it's my birthday present. And they haven't released any single album since that, and it's 2019 already. So when the article was like, yeah, they're gonna be promoting as a whole, I was like, oh shit, game over. All y'all bitches are dead. Like, your fans are canceled. Like, you're like, right. you're done for, right? And then I'm like, yay, cool. All right, let's start trending some hashtags. And then this bitch starts going, these bitches start going like, yeah, didn't you read the article? It's only speculation. They're saying that since their whole picture is on there of all the members, and like, it says FX and not just F of like Luna or F of Amber, that's going to be all of them. And I was like, wait, you're kidding me. And so there I was, all excited about like F4 like performing together. And it's not even true. Like, we don't even know yet. But I'm still holding on to hope because it's in August. Even though they're like, Luna has her like Mamma Mia promotions from July to September. We never know. I mean, it's only one day. So is it? Or multiple days? But like,
I think it's like 2 days.
Yeah, so maybe she'll just take a break. Hopefully, anyways, I am going to see them.
They're actually gonna have a reunion at the Tokyo one to announce that they're disbanding.
I wouldn't care as long as they announced it. Because SM doesn't disband groups like other companies. Oh, they just leave them on the back thing. Okay, so no, just leave it. So there's our archer.
Oh, okay.
So
this is our first episode, so please.
It's trash, we know.
But next episode, our live studio audience will be ready. Our studio will be ready. Don't worry. Warner Brothers have contacted us. So
yes, we're already in the talks for a movie too. So
look out for our tour dates coming out soon. World tour. BTS is the opening act. So that'd be pretty cute.
Sure. That's what you said. Yeah, so make sure to tune in every other Saturday.
Every time we decide to do this.
Yeah.
This could be the last episode.
This could be the last episode. But you'll find out soon. So thanks guys.
Okay, bye.